Good morning, ATOP. May is the month that we honor mothers for their outstanding dedication to family, friends, and their community. Mothers are our first teachers and put their well-being aside to make sure that everything and everyone is taken care of. So today, this week, this month, we express our love and appreciation to mothers, grandmothers, surrogate mothers, stepmothers, and all mother figures that have given of their love so freely and have made our lives better. Happy Mother's Day. Big Dre's Barbecue Cook-Off is back. We are preparing for the best barbecue cook-off contest ever. If you are interested in competing in the cook-off, please contact Brother DeJuan Whitmore or Sister Georgia Rucker for contest information and rules after service today. Ready to taste some of those mouth-watering ribs? Tickets for Big Dre's Barbecue are on sale today. Tickets for children 12 and under are $7 each. Adult tickets are $15 per person for ribs and $10 for chicken. Only those with pre-purchased tickets will be guaranteed a plate. Don't miss out. Purchase your ticket today. New members, welcome to ATOP. We are excited to have you as part of our family. Now get ready for new members lunch and learn on Saturday, May 21st from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Come and see what your new church has to offer. To reserve your seat and for an accurate lunch count, please call the church office by May 19th at 901-795-9677. Calling all ladies, join us for the West Tennessee Disciple Women's Spiritual Journey as we rest, restore, and reflect on Saturday, May 28th, 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Lady Kim Murray will be the resource leader for this awesome event. This will be our first regional event since we have been affiliated with the Christian Church Disciples of Christ. Tickets are just $20 per person and includes lunch. Register today at tndisciples.org or pick up a registration form from the church office. We are excited to participate in a unity service with Reverend Gus Loram and Trinity Christian Church Disciples of Christ on Sunday, May 29th. Lunch will be served at 12:30 p.m. and service will begin at 1:30. Meet us at Trinity, 6033 Old Brownsville Road, as we worship, pray, and praise our God together. We need your help. The Golden Ministry is collecting used eyeglasses and sunglasses for overseas missions. The frames will be used to aid the less fortunate. Please drop off your old, unused eyewear in the donation box located in the foyer near the front door. Don't have any old glasses? Consider purchasing a few pairs from the Dollar Tree. Every pair donated will be given to someone in need. Hurry! The last day to donate is June 5th. Graduation recognition is coming soon. If you are an ATOP member graduating from high school or college and want to be recognized, please submit your graduation profile sheet and your picture. If you are furthering your education at an accredited post-secondary institution to earn a college degree, advanced certification, or professional license, you could receive a scholarship of $1,000. Download all information and instructions from our ATOP website under the Resources tab. Hurry! All recognition and scholarship information must be submitted by May 29th. Thank you, ATOP, and thank you, Kroger. Because of you, ATOP, our quarterly donation from Kroger was $102.25. We currently have 40 rewards cards registered. Just in case you have forgotten, when you use your Kroger Rewards card, a small percentage of your purchase will be donated back to ATOP. There is no cost to you, but you must register your card. Simply log on to the Kroger website, click on Community Rewards, look up ATOP by name, or use the code HF258 and enroll. You can also go to ATOP's website to sign up. Log on today and help Kroger be a blessing to ATOP. ATOP welcomes the following new additions to the staff. Welcome Sister Giselle Padilla, our new office administrative assistant. Sister Giselle comes to our team with a wealth of administrative talent and gifts that will certainly enhance our ministry. We also want to introduce our new pastoral executive team, Lady Kim Murray, Executive Administrative Pastor, Dr. Qualise Seymour, Associate Pastor of Leadership Development, and Dr. Carolyn Butler, Associate Pastor of Ministries. This team will work directly with Dr. Murray to execute the business of the church. We are excited to have them all on board as we grow stronger in the Lord together. Those are our ATOP announcements. Have a blessed week.
Good morning and praise the Lord, everybody. Come on and help me out. Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, stand to your feet. Let's give God glory. Let's give him praise for what he's done in our life. Let's just think about what he's done this week, just this week. Hallelujah. How many know God's been good to us? Sometimes we don't deserve it, but his goodness and his mercy follows how long? All the days. Oh God, we thank you for being a faithful God. How many know our God is a faithful God? Glory to God. Look across the sanctuary and wave at somebody. We can't hug yet, not yet. But just wave and say, good morning, I see you. Hallelujah, glory to God. He's a good God and he is faithful. Glory. Come on, help me out, everybody. Sing it together. Woo! Come on, let's move together. Hallelujah. Yes, God is faithful. And we give him glory for being faithful. You know the song. Help me to sing it together.
Say faith.
Faithful is our God.
Say faith.
Faith.
Faithful is our God.
Say. Say faith.
Faith.
Faithful is our God. He's faithful.
Faithful.
Come on, say this line. I'm reaping the harvest.
What the devil,
and I rejoice.
I shall recover.
Yes, I rejoice.
I shall
come on, let's take it up.
Say faith.
Reaping Jesus. Jesus is our God. Hey. Come on, let's act like it. Say Jesus. Jesus. Come on, let's say, I'm reaping the harvest. Take back what the devil. Come on, say it again. I'm reaping. I'm reaping the harvest. Take back what the devil. I wish I could hear you say, I'm reaping the harvest. Take back what the devil. Come on, say it. Hey, I'm reaping the harvest. So good and so kind. We will bless the Lord. Come on, let me hear you bless the Lord. Because of his goodness and his faithfulness. You may be seated in the presence of our Savior. We are so happy to have you here today. God bless you, all those that are watching on the Cyber Sanctuary. We say welcome in the precious name of Jesus. And on the behalf of our pastor, Dr. Thomas L. Murray, and our first lady, Lady Kim, we say welcome. You are welcome to take your shoes off, to wave your hands. You can do your dance. We dance here at the Anointed Temple of Praise. We say, God bless you. We want you to type in that I'm a visitor, and maybe somebody will type back and say, welcome. We want you, you could have chosen any church on this street, this block, but you chose 3939 Riverdale Road. And we give you a great God bless you in the name of our Savior and our Lord. Amen. Everybody clap your hands for Jesus. Glory to God.
It is truly, it's truly a blessing to carry that as an honor. And it's prayer time now, and I'm going to ask each of you to stand. But for the ladies that are in the sanctuary, I'm going to ask you to come close so that we can pray for you, with you. I want us to kind of gather together. We have such a unique experience in our life as women. Mothers. And if you think about it, no other creation can do what we do as mothers. I don't care how they try to turn it. I don't care what laws they pass. If you weren't born to a woman, you do not have the equipment to be the mother that God had intended for us. And I want us to think about that as we come together and think about what a privilege it is. And maybe some of us have lost our mothers, like myself. They're no longer here. But we know that, we talked about this in Sunday school this morning, about the hope. Woo! The hope which is not seen. It's not seen. The hope that we have that is in Christ Jesus. And ladies, when we look around this room, look at us. We have been daughters. We have been mothers. Some of us are grandmothers, big mamas, Mandia, Mimi's, Nana's, Grandma. We've done it all. And it's such a unique thing that we have. But I do want us to come together because I want us to think about this when we move out from this place. The battle is not over. We have a world out there that's trying to take our young people, that taking our children, changing their mindset, that they are confused about who they are and where they are and who they belong. From my heart, I said, God, what should I pray for? But from my heart, I ache for the mothers who are losing their children to suicide. I ache for the mothers who have their children that are suffering from mental illnesses. And it's prevalent. But we think about what is in the world today. Satan comes to kill and destroy us. But we as mamas, oh, you don't mess with our children. You don't mess with our children. So I want us to come together, unite, put this maternal instinct that we have together. Women, we are going to reunite. We're going to unite with each other. We're going to be refreshed with the anointing of God. And that's what we're going to be asking God for today, because they need us. The world needs us. And we are the Christian women of God. And there are no stronger women that can do that. So we come before you now, Father. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. You thank you from the bottom of our heart that you knew how you were going to use each and every one of us, Lord God. And despite of what happened in the Garden of Eden, Lord God, that you still had purpose for our life. And God, we come before you and just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to be mothers, Lord God. Thank you for entrusting us with that responsibility to birth in the world, Lord God, to care for them in the world, Lord God. Thank you for creating us naturally, spiritually, mentally, for being just the maternal instincts that we have to nurture, to love, Lord God. We thank you, God, for that. And as we continue on in this journey, Lord God, we had many mothers before us, Lord God, that set the examples for us. And Lord God, we ask that we can continue as we're living on this earth before we meet you in heaven, Lord God, that you give us and equip us, Lord God. Renew our strength, Lord God. Renew who we are in Christ, Lord God. Renew these women, Lord God. Equip them, Lord. Equip them to be able to see beyond beneath what's hidden inside of many of our young people, Lord God. We ask that we come together and love one another. Lord God, we ask that you give us that discernment that we all have as a maternal instinct when we know something's wrong with our children. Lord God, we ask that you help us, Lord God, to be able to reach out and heal, Lord God. We ask that our words, Lord God, be something that we can speak into them, Lord God, that we can get on our knees, Lord God, when we don't even know what we want to say, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit gives us what we need, Lord God, that it goes before us, Lord God, intercede on our behalf, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for who you are. We thank you, our awesome God, Lord God. We know that we can ask you for what we need, Lord God, and according to your will and purpose, Lord God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you less now, Lord God, for strengthening us. We thank you for strengthening our minds, Lord God. We thank you for who you are, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We praise you. We praise you, Lord. Lord God, we ask that you be with our pastor today, Lord God. We want to stay united as we stand, Lord God, as the mothers of this church, Lord God. We ask that you touch out and heal his body. Lord God, we thank you for our First Lady, Lady Kim. Lord God, ask that you continue to strengthen her as she continues to be his helpmate. Lord God, we thank you for the congregation that we have here, Lord God. But we always thank you for every mother that's out there within our speaking voice, Lord God. There is a will to live. There is a purpose for our life. There is a purpose for the role that you have, God, has, you know, given us, Lord God. And I want us each to know that we are wonderfully made, wonderfully designed as the woman of God. So I thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you, as we reach out our hands, Lord God, that you do the healing that you need to those that are on our sick list, Lord God. Do the healing, Lord God, of the heart. Do the healing, God, of the bodies, Lord God. We want your will to be done, Lord God, on here on earth. And we thank you for that in advance, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, when we may move and do things a little crazy, but Lord God, you know that we are the imperfect being, Lord God. But thank God for the blood of Christ, that we know that we can come for you and ask, and it will be done. So we ask that you continue to be with us, be with our speaker today as he brings forth your word, Lord God. And as we leave this place, Lord God, we ask that you rejuvenate our spirit and allow us to be the mothers of the world, the mothers that you would have that nurtures and bring people to Christ. And we ask all this in our wonderful counselor, the Prince of Peace, Jesus' name. Amen.
Come on, let's worship. Hallelujah. Come on, let's sing it together. You alone are worthy.
You alone are worthy.
Of all?
Of all.
The glory.
The glory. You alone.
Of all the praise.
Of all the praise. You alone are worthy.
Of all the honor.
Of all the honor. Bless your holy name.
Come on, let's take our take to another level. See you
alone. Of all the glory, you alone are worthy.
Of all the praise,
of all the praise.
Say, you alone,
you
are, worthy.
Alone are worthy.
Of all the honor,
of all
hallelujah.
The honor. Bless your
take our worship to another.
You alone are worthy.
Hallelujah.
Of all.
Come on, you can sing it with us. Come on, A-top, open your mouth and say,
you alone are worthy.
Of all the praise.
Of all the praise.
You alone are
worthy.
Of all the honor. Come on, everybody, just lift your hands in the air and say, I will bless your holy name.
I will bless your holy name. I will praise you just the same.
For all the things.
For all the things that you have done.
Come on, somebody say, I will bless. Show some sign and bless the name of Jesus. Say, I will bless.
I will bless your holy name.
I will praise you, Lord.
I will praise you just
for all the things you've done.
For all the things that you have done.
Come on, say it.
I will bless your holy name.
One more time. This is your turn to
worship your God. Come on, somebody say, I will bless.
For all the things that you have done,
I will bless your holy name.
Come on, somebody ought to say, God, I'm going to bless your name.
I will bless your holy name.
Come on, somebody say, I will bless your name.
I will bless,
yes, sir,
your holy name.
Well, come on, just bless him. Come on, bless him. Bless your God. What did you come to do, Atop? Did you just come to see your neighbor? Or did you come to bless the name of Jesus? Come on, that's right. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. He's been good. Oh, I wish y'all would bless the name of Jesus. Come on, lift your hands. Bless the name of our God. He's worthy of the honor and the glory. Oh God, we praise your holy name. I will bless your holy name. I will praise you just the same for all the things that you have done. I will bless your holy name.
Thanking God for our mothers. I meant to say that when we welcome you. Happy Mother's Day, all mamas. Wave your hand, mothers. Oh, God, we give God glory. There's nobody like a mother. Nobody like a mother, I tell you the truth. And we thank God so much for them, for the nurture. I was telling my girls, I said, I love you, but I can't love you like your mama did. Hallelujah. We thank God so much for his grace, this unmerited favor, something that you didn't work for. Hallelujah. Unmerited. We can't work for, we can't knock on too many doors and get his grace and his favor. When we done wrong, he still gave us something that we didn't deserve. And we thank him so much.